Coach, just a tough night. You guys got off to a pretty good start, but then everything just dogpiled on the team. Fouls, turnovers, everything there in that late first quarter and second quarter.
Yeah, we actually surprisingly started out really good, went on a run. I think we were up like 6 points or something. Once Great Bend got it together, you know, they went on another run, and that was about it for that first half. We got into foul trouble. Shania, Kelly, and Janessa were all on the bench. You know, Jan and Shania are our top scorers, so that's why part of the reason why we didn't have any points in the second quarter, because we didn't have anybody on the floor that would step up and try to make something happen. Defensive-wise, you know, they made several threes from the outside. They were driving. We didn't move our feet, and that's why we got some of those early fouls.
Well, that was a hard thing there. And, you know, it's one thing to have your starting point guard into foul trouble. She sat the whole first half in that midway to the first quarter, Kelly Wyckoff, and then another one, Shanae Hamey, to get her third foul late in the first quarter. So you're down two starters, two of your three top scorers, and then Janessa Lowenthal picks up a second foul about midway through the second quarter. And, you know, that's just a triple whammy right there.
Yeah, it definitely hurt us. You know, they're all three leaders on the court. Usually they... You know, Janessa's leading the pack on defense, telling everybody where they need to go. Shania's always driving to the basket, creating something on offense. You know, Kelly always does a good job on both ends, wherever we need her. Yeah, so it definitely hurt having those girls out. We just needed to, you know, get some defensive stops there to try to get it to halftime within a lead that or a deficit that we could come back, and we didn't do that.
Once again, head coach Laura Astart joining us here post-game of the girls here. And you take a look at your second half. You came out refreshed, recharged, and refocused, and played a much better second half and even outscored them there. And Kelly Wyckoff, she ended up with 11 points all in that half.
Yeah, Kelly, she stepped it up. Her and Shanae both, you know, had an old second quarter to rest, so they should have came out on fire. So, you know, they did. And, yeah, Kelly had some good plays. Shanae was driving to the basket and created her fourth foul, so she had to sit down until the fourth quarter again. But, you know, those two always, they don't give up. You know, they're always fighting till the end, and we needed them out on the court longer.
Well, guys, pick up a tough loss here, 50-23, and you have to look ahead to Tuesday night, senior night for guys, your final home game of the year, and it's going to be against Holcomb, and they're going to be a pretty angry team coming in after a tough loss at Colby last night.
Yeah, it is. We talked to the girls this morning about how Holcomb did lose, and, you know, we needed to get this win tonight, you know, so we have our confidence going into Tuesday, but definitely have to prepare for them, you know, have less turnovers. That's how they beat us the first time. They pressed us hard, got wide open layups, so we're going to have to work on that. Overall, just our defense, talking and getting out on the shooters and stopping the drives. Hopefully it will be another game that we can come out with a win or at least be closer.
Well, also, you guys will probably be a little angry too, not only just because of this tough loss tonight, but how you guys played against Holcomb the first time.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Coach Ford was telling me on the way over, those seniors, I don't think have beat Holcomb, so they're definitely out for revenge. They want to go out on senior night getting that win against Holcomb, so hopefully we do that.
And once again, a tough loss for you guys, and 50-23 your final here. And Coach, thanks for joining me here tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.